Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Welcome to MGP 464. I'm Kev, and with me this week there is Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
That lazy old jerk is skiving off again. Can you imagine anyone being so lazy that they're off as often as sheepdog is because he fancies having a nap? I think that was his excuse. He said, I hate the listeners and I want to have a nap. Yeah, hold on. Let's read. Let's find his actual tweet. See what he actually wrote. So this was earlier on today. He said, Kev, I can't stand it anymore. I hate all of the listeners and I refuse to keep performing for them. And I said, come on, they're paying your wages. Without them, you wouldn't be able to live the luxurious life you live. And he said, no, I don't care. Balls to them. And then he sent me a picture of his balls, which are strangely misshapen. And then he said he was off to bed and wasn't going to do the podcast. So... I mean, read into that what you will, listeners. He's just a rude, aggressive man, and he's not grateful for the... I recognise you lot have put us where we are today. And without you, we'd be nothing. But Sheepdog, he thinks he's all that and has just decided that just because he's got a little bit of a cold, that he can have the evening off. Pab's got a cold.
I have, yeah.
But Pab turned up because Pab cares. Mm-hmm. Sheepdog doesn't care. He's probably gone to the wrong podcast. That's probably what's happened.
He's already said that once tonight, hasn't he?
He's put the podcast address into his sat nav, and ended up. If you want to listen to Midlife Gamer this week, Sheepdog's probably on there going, but this is the right podcast. The postcode was right, and then he'll disappear for an hour. Oh, deep cuts. If you're new to the show, you have no idea what we're referencing there. Trust me when I tell you, it was worthy of a chuckle. You should probably do a chuckle. Out of respect for that excellent piece of callback reference comedy. I am very excited, Pabby.
Yes.
Do you know why I'm excited this week?
Go on.
Because we've booked our tickets for Comic-Con. Well, we got full disclosure, we get them for free. Yeah, but we've booked our hotels for Comic-Con. So Comic-Con is on. It's on like Comic-Con. They should put that on the poster. I'm very excited. Oh, I'm giddy. Giddy about it. We've just been discussing our agenda, getting down there on the Friday, buying all the comics, not going near the place on the Saturday because it's too busy, but we'll go and get some jam and some comic books, and Pab's going to get addicted to Pokemon cards. And then on the Sunday, we'll be in Comic-Con buying more comics and pop vinyls, and Pab will buy a little nudie figurine that he likes to buy on the
figurine.
You love one of the, you love those nudie lady figurines that you buy at Comic-Con. I've seen you buying them before.
Sure, okay.
Be Kevin.
it's little Japanese ladies that he likes to buy.
Animes. I don't think I bought many. I don't think I bought more pop vinyls than anything
but
else.
I'll never forget it.
I was just thinking, this is our first summer one in 3 years.
That's ridiculous.
2019 was the last summer one, I think. Sounds right, doesn't it?
And that's so long ago. I mean, again, deep cuts here, but that was the one where it was just me and you because me and Anna were off to Disneyland the day after and we had to walk across London to meet Lucy out of a Strokes concert.
That's right.
And then walk her back to the hotel at like 11 o'clock on the Saturday night because she was also down in London. My daughter, Lucy, that is, listeners. She was down in London watching The Strokes and didn't want to make it back. Well, no, I wasn't that keen on her walking across London, getting back to the train on her own. So me and Pab walked over to some random park behind the Olympic Stadium, had a little canal side stroll in the middle of the night, and then put her on a train back to Peterborough. But that's mad that that's 3 years ago.
That was just me and you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know where Sheepdog was. Because Anna was at home packing. Yeah, Anna was at home packing because we literally... I got home the Sunday night and then Monday morning we left to go to Disneyland.
That's right.
It was a mad week. So Anna, being a sensible adult, didn't want to go straight in from one trip to the other. There's stuff that didn't even leave my suitcase. But I don't know where Sheepdog was. That was probably another example of him not caring. Not caring about the listeners.
He does care. Don't be mean.
I think that was also the first time I did the panel there as well. All very exciting. But that is mad. 3 years since it's actually been nice weather at Comic Con.
I'm going to turn up with my big coat on and everything, thinking it's just a standard Comic Con procedure. Big coat and a woolly hat.
Yeah. They'll have the big screen on outside. People will be sat out on the grass. Oh, it's going to be glorious. We can actually have an ice cream and it be seasonal. Rather than eating ice cream in our coats like we have the last couple.
Wow.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I'm very excited. Oh, Comic-Con. Yes!
You didn't know what Comic-Con was before me, Kevin.
Yeah, but that was like 10 years ago now. Doesn't really count anymore.
Yes, it does
Now
count.
I do know what Comic-Con... No, as in me not knowing what Comic-Con is. You can't use that anymore. I've been going to Comic-Con a quarter of my life now. So, you know, you can't use that one anymore. Just because I didn't know what bananas were until my mum introduced me to them. But at this point, I just eat bananas. I don't have to say thank you to my mother for introducing me to bananas every time I have a banana.
Yes, but you found your people.
I did find my people. I'm hoping to find some more people. I found a grown-up, basically a Kevin creche.
Oh.
There's a Kevin creche nearby where we live that I'm trying to pluck up the courage to go along to. I need to read this directly off of their Twitter because I tweeted this earlier in the week. And if this place isn't created and targeted specifically at me, I don't know what is. So they're called Geek Retreat. It's at Geek Retreat UK on Twitter if anyone wants to check them out. They've got branches all over the UK. This isn't sponsored, but it just seems amazing. We're a geek culture venue specializing in comics, trading card games, board games, video games, toys, American candy, burgers, milkshakes, and all things geek. I mean, they literally, if they'd have put in brackets at the end, plus we're posh fans, that's the only way it can be more targeted at me. It's absurd. So... I now need to pluck up the courage to walk into one of these places on my own and say, hi, Kevin's here. Can you look after me? I should see if there's one in London, actually. Maybe this could be something we could do.
There's one in Bolton.
There's one in Bolton, is there?
Literally today, I kid you not, saw an article in the local newspaper website talking about setting up a Dungeons & Dragons event next week. And I went, wait a minute, what? And I looked what it was. It's called the Geek Retreat, and it's in the... in the Marketplace Shopping Centre. I was like, I've not been into...
Is it new? Because I think they're just swarming. Because the one in Loughborough's opened like a week ago.
Yeah, they're new.
So I think they are just kind of just appearing and swarming across the country.
Wow. There you go. When you said that name, I was like, sure, that's the name of that place that's just opened up in Bolton. There you go.
I'm looking at the map. There isn't one in London. It looks like they're kind of squashed into the Midlands at the moment, but I guess...
And the north.
Manchester, yeah. Well, according to their store finder, there's nowhere north of Lincoln that they've got a store. So I think they've not even... in fact, no, because I've put within 100 kilometres of my house, that's why.
Yeah, there you go.
If I put within 500 kilometres and research... I'm having a look at their map now. Oh, God, yeah. There is one in London. There's a couple... They're all over the country. This is insane. There's one in Holloway Road, London. How exciting. Okay.
Is that going on part of the...
We might have to... I don't know where Holloway Road is, but if it's near our usual route, we might have to add it to the route and stick our heads in the door and have a milkshake comic and a video game. Lovely old stuff. Well, but yeah, I need to get brave enough to go on my own, because on Tuesday nights they do Pokemon trading card night.
Adults only.
And yeah, adults only Pokemon trading card game. And I've got to pluck up the courage. I can't go this week.
Yes, you can.
No, Lucy's with us on Tuesday night, so I can't this week. But next week,
the week after.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. She's in Northampton that day as well. I can just head over there and meet her. Say, don't come back. Stay in Northampton. We're going out. It'll be great. I might do that. I need to give her a crash course in how to play Pokemon between now and then. It'll be fine. So I'll report back on my expedition to Geek Retreat, if I was brave enough to go, next week. But Pabby.
Yes.
Pabby. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Right, before he says this, you've already told him about it. He just didn't listen.
Don't, Anna, don't ruin the bit. The listeners all know that, but that's the... You've got to let me do the bit or it doesn't work. Pabby, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going about my business today. I mean, to be fair, Anna, you're equally at blame for this as well. I was just going about my business today and I discovered a game called Beat Saber the PlayStation VR. And I had a little go on it. Downloaded some Green Day songs specifically and had lots and lots of fun. I don't know if you're familiar. You've probably not heard of it. That's why you haven't mentioned it. But you get to hold these little sticks that turn into like laser sticks and you waft your laser sticks around inside your virtual head and you're just whacking sticks in time with music. And I tell you what, Pabby, it gives you quite the workout.
Yeah.
It's fun and fitness combined. I mean, I'd call it funness is probably how I'd describe it. As you know, I enjoy a video game and I am trying to get a little healthier. I can't believe you haven't brought this up. And Anna, you own a PlayStation VR. Can't believe you didn't suggest it to me either. You're both equally to blame for this.
I do have it, but I have to wait for an adapter to come. You get a free adapter if you have a PSVR, so you can put it on your PlayStation. And I needed the adapter
on
to
the PS5.
I needed an adapter to put it to the PS5. I needed a square peg to go into a USB. And that's what I now have. So, yeah, I did that, and now it works.
And how many? So, basically, what? I mean, believe it or not, folks, some of that was me exaggerating what actually happened. Because what actually happened is I was sat in my office drilling holes in the wall, as I do on a Friday afternoon, and I could hear shenanigans happening in the other room. And all it was is every now and again, Anna would be going, "Argh! And I could tell she was getting really, really angry with something. So I listened to it a couple more times. It was like every 20 or 30 seconds, she was just yelling angrily. So I stuck my head in the door to see what she was doing. And she's there in full VR getup. And she didn't even hear me the first couple of times I spoke to her. She's just waving her arms around in her VR. And I eventually established that she was trying to play Beat Saber, but...
failing.
Yeah, I don't even know. Having played it myself now, I don't even know how you were failing. I don't know what you were doing.
I was waiting for the boxes to get like next to me and then hit.
What, rather than doing it when they're just in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went in and had a little watch of her failing. And then she stuck it on my head. And she stuck it on my head with no explanation of what you're supposed to do. So I'm there just moving the laser beams in line with the things that are moving towards me. I'm going, well, why am I failing? I'm hitting them perfectly. And she's like, oh no, there's arrows. You have to use arrows. What arrows? And then I figured out the arrows. Mm-hmm. And then I was still failing. And then you're supposed to swipe them as well. You're supposed to hit them. Oh, okay, brilliant. I'll do that as well. And I eventually got that figured out. And then I was like a minute and a half into a song and all of a sudden there's a massive beam thing heading towards my head and I had to squat down onto the floor.
Yeah.
Oh my word, that was unexpected. And then the block thing started swapping places just as they were getting to me. There tangling my arms up like spaghetti. It was, oh, I tell you what, I haven't sweated that much in a while.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good little workout. It does.
Yeah.
I've not done it this week because I've been ill, but it is It is very good. I presume you... Go on.
I'm a little bit disappointed that there's not much selection of music on there.
There's not
even on the store.
There's not.
I was hoping it would have like a Guitar Hero style to pick loads of music. But Green Day was basically the only option for music I would know.
I've got
Lady Gaga.
I got a Lady Gaga pack, and I know most of Lady Gaga songs there. There are some free ones.
They're just like generic stuff.
The Beat Saber soundtrack. Literally, there's been an update this week for it. New six tracks come out for the Beat Saber soundtrack, however it is. But there's some free like. There's, I think, is it BTS?
Yeah, BTS are on it.
BTS have a soundtrack, don't they? They have a whole pack. I bought that. Some of the most creative ways of doing that game. That pack is just, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they have some sort of input or whatever it is, but there's so much more of a workout. They really, I don't know what it is. But the BTS ones are very good. But there's like a whole folder or whatever it is, like a whole album, which is just like random songs for free. I think KDA's on there. Crab Rave's on there as well, in the free one as well, I think.
You're saying a lot of stuff that Old Man Kev has no idea what it means.
You'll have heard of the Crab Rave.
I see.
You'll have heard of it. You won't have known it, what it was, but you probably will have heard of it. But it's good. It is very good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Like I say,
I discovered it myself. You should probably check it out. I think you'd probably like it.
I can almost perfect now the American Idiot from Green Day on hard. Now I can pretty much do it almost perfectly. Give it a go next time. See what you think.
I've not tried anything on hard yet.
Easy to
make. Yeah, have a look.
I shall give it a try. If I come back next week injured, it's because of you.
turn on the modifier so you don't fail. Turn on the no fail modifier so you can just see that just immediately fail. Yeah, so if you go on like the if you got the screen in front of you and you have the songs like the song like panel in front of you, to the left, the panel there has got like a load of modifiers that you can turn on and off.
Okay.
And there's a no fail one, so you can just play the song and like if you fail it, you fail it, but it doesn't matter. You're still just playing it. It doesn't physically stop the song and you have to start again.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had no fail on for a while just so I didn't mess it up on the hard modes. But I've recently turned it off. It's good. It's good. There's so many modifiers on there to make it easier or harder or however you want to play it. But yeah, it's good. And like I say, it's a bit much at first. But
I'm fascinated that you're able to play it without supervision, because Anna was midway through every song saying, yeah, you need to step back a lot. You're about to go through the TV. you're against the wall.
I literally kind of like, you mean if you're against the wall, I don't know what. I've bumped the wall while I was playing Half-Life when I didn't really. I thought I was facing open space and I wasn't. I was facing the wall and I was just kind of reached out and like. I didn't hit it hard, but I definitely I break the controller then, but I was all right. But what I do is I kind of like to kind of keep myself centralized is I literally stand in front of my bed and kind of like plant my feet, like kind of put my feet, like plant my feet underneath the bed. So I kind of like lock myself in place so I can't get, well, to be fair, Beat Saber's just come, it's all one way. So it's not like if you're going to get turned around.
Yeah, but when I'm squatting and lunging and dodging side to side, I'm not ending up back where I was.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
I'm moving around all over the room.
You need a little bit of wiggle room on it, yeah. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to be in my office doing it or streaming it anytime soon.
Yeah. I've thought about streaming it, but it's too much hard work because you've got to, like, how do you get chatting into a VR headset?
I need Anna there reading it out to me.
You could do that, but there is software that you can get that can like literally.
It talks for you, doesn't it?
No, you're not in talks. You can literally have like a chat window open up in VR. That you can just, you could like open a window and just set it up in the sky, so you can just like look up and read, and then just carry on doing what you were doing in VR. Wow. So I wanted to play Half-Life. Do it because I thought if that's the only way I'm going to physically finish Half-Life Alyx, because it's just such a pain to set up. But I can't be bothered dealing. I tried doing it and it didn't work. And I know people who've done it, and I could probably ask for help in doing it. But I was like, can I be bothered? Not really. But it is
the
it
weird
is
thing about Beat Saber is usually when I play VR stuff, I feel really ill. I remember when I played the Iron Man one, I played that for maybe 5 minutes before I just wanted to throw up. But I was on this for a good sort of 20-25 minutes only stopped because I had to get back to work.
Yeah,
I wasn't. It wasn't like I was ready to vomit. You played it for like an hour and a half, didn't you, Anna?
I did. I broke myself a little bit. It's because I was having fun.
It does. It's not too strenuous on the. It's literally just like a pretty much a Guitar Hero track running, like coming towards you, and you've just got the sabers in each hand. You're not really, you've not got much about, like, you're not bouncing around everywhere like in a prop in like a full motion VR game. So I don't know. It's good for that. It's a good workout. It really does you good. I think I like it a lot.
I also enjoyed it. I will, in future, Pam, if you could stumble across something like this, if you could just give me a heads up about it, let me know, then...
to be fair, I did. The barrier to entry is VR.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, the barrier to entry is VR, so it's me trying to think.
I forgot Anna had a VR. Because I've not seen it for like 2 years. I don't think I've seen that VR in this house until today.
That is true. It was underneath the stairs. That's where it was living. Because I didn't have the adapter when the PlayStation 5 came out. I remember them saying it, but I just didn't get around to it because I needed the number off it, and I was like, I just can't bother to get it out because I needed to put the serial number in. But now I've got it. Apparently these adapters are going for like £28 at CX. That's like £28.
I thought you said that it was free, isn't it?
It is free. If you've got your PlayStation VR box, I don't know if it's on the headset or anything, but
yeah,
I still
the numbers
have my
on
box.
The on the headset as well. Yeah,
yeah. If you
so
got...
why would anyone pay for it?
Because they're not free forever. There's only so long before they stop doing this promotion, I'm guessing, and it's a pain.
But
I don't know.
Got...
It's just saying.
Well, on the package, it was £5.99. It's come from Germany, but yeah, it's £75.30 at CEX. So
yeah.
Yeah, if you got your number and you want one, get it. But basically, there's a square peg that needs to go somewhere. So they've put like an adapter for it to go USB, and that was literally it. Everything else is the same. There's so many USBs that you need for this thing. I was like,
yes,
it's ridiculous. There's not enough USBs on the PlayStation.
That's the thing. PSVR is good, but the. See, I didn't like having the big cable tethered. I don't like being tethered to something. Because
I
was afraid
of
yanking
find that
on
annoying.
It and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, a few times I pulled that and I was like, oh no. But like the camera I have at the moment, it is on top of the computer monitor, which is, half a meter away from the TV, because when it was on the TV, you have to like step in a box on the VR. If I stepped in that, because we've only got a small living room lengthways, like where the telly to the chair is. So I stepped into the box and I was literally touching the TV. So I was like, nope, I need to move it. So you don't need, because when you're using VR, you don't have to be near the TV. You just need to be where the camera is.
Yes.
So I put the camera on top of the monitor here, and it worked for me. Fine, it worked for Kev fine, and I wasn't near the TV, so but yeah, when I went forward with my move sticks and I felt the TV, I was like, whoa, we need to sort this out. But like, one thing they did miss with the camera is putting one of them holes in it for a tripod. They should have put one of that on it, because like people have
they want to sell you their own adapter.
The adapter is not great. It's just a floppy piece of plastic.
That's why they have to force you to buy it rather than letting you have a third-party solution.
But
if it was great, they could sell it without having to force
it's
you.
It's just so annoying. So, yeah, every time I want to play it now, I have to balance it on the monitor, because monitors aren't fat anymore. They're quite thin, so I have to balance it in a way that it can see me. But... yeah, I had lots of fun. I played it for like 80 minutes and I've hurt my back, but that's just because I have a bad back. But I enjoyed it immensely. It's so good. Fun. It's like the things coming at you, and you get to hit them and you get to move. So now I'm going to download the Spider-Man Miles Morales thing, see how that goes, and the Batman one that I played years and years ago. Because I played that, I felt very sick, but I want to record a bit more than I did when I was at EGX. But I remember that day, that was fun. But yeah, I have to have like the window open, because they get very hot very quickly.
Yes.
That whole mask area thing. But it's a good gadget, you know what I mean? Like, it's something different, and there's a lot out there. You've got the number 2 coming out soon. And the thing is, which is like, it's not bothers me, but it's the same colours as the 5, the PS5, like the colours. I was like, they must have been dreaming the white get up for such a long time, the white and the black, like, aesthetic. Because it all looks like it matches. Now, when I had my PlayStation 4, it was like, that was matte black, and this was all white and black and blue. And now they all just, like, mix together now, and it looks like it's part of a set. But yes, fun times to be had with the VR. But we have Move Sticks. I had Move Sticks when they came out a long time ago, but then I lost them and I moved and they just disappeared. But we got the Iron Man game, which came with 2 Move Sticks. So I have new Move Sticks, and yeah, they're fun to work with. Beat Saber is so much fun. If you can play it in any capacity, you should, because it's on, like, Steam. It's all on them. As long as, if you've got a VR headset of any kind, I believe you can play Beat Saber, I think.
I think so, yeah, pretty sure. I've got it on 3 different places, so.
See? 3 different places. Yeah, I played, like, 24 for it, and then, like, £10 for packs, so, and Kevin paid £7
for his pack. Keep an eye out for those packs, yeah, because like I said, I constantly know on the Oculus, so just keep an eye out for when the sale goes on the packs.
Do they have sales?
Yeah, they will do. At some point, they will do, yes, just keep an eye out for them.
Definitely. But yes, that was fun, wasn't it, Kevin?
It was, yes. that aside, my week has been basically how my week has been recently and will always be from now on, it seems. I've played Football Manager, and I've played a lot of Pokemon trading card game online, which is my just my thing that I do now, to the point where, I mean, this isn't the official reason I've bought one, but I have got an iPad mini now, because my iPad Pro was just too big to be able to hold this in one hand and play the game with my finger, whereas the mini is just right. I can hold the iPad in my left hand and move the cards around with my finger on my right hand and lie there in bed playing the online version of the Pokemon game. So, that's how into it I'm getting. I've had to supplement my big iPad with a smaller iPad. I'm rocking 2 iPads now, Pabby.
I have a question for you.
Go on, then.
What do you think of the update? Are you going to be reinstalling Pokemon Go?
Why, what's happened? Have I missed something?
Trading card stuff's coming into Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the trading card set is coming out in July, so I'll be getting that sure. I don't know. don't know if I'll bother with actually playing Pokemon Go unless there's a proper link up between the two.
I thought there was something to do with the actual game.
From what I can tell, it's just a Pokemon Go themed set of the cards. Similar to how, like, the latest set is themed around the Arceus game. It'll have little Pokestops for you to spin on the cards stuff like that. Yeah. I guess to make it Pokemon Go-y.
I thought they were putting Pokemon trading card game stuff into Pokemon Go.
Well, if they're doing that, yes, I'll be back on Pokemon Go like a shot.
See, there's our Pokemon expert. He just couldn't be bothered turning up.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I almost said we need him. We don't need him. We've got Google. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty good at this now. I've mastered a strategy on my deck that I like to play. I'm running a Mu VMAX deck for those of you who are really interested. And I've got to the point now where it's kind of a bit like when I play FIFA online, in so much as I never really see the end of a game when I'm doing well, because as soon as I start winning, everyone rage quits on me. So the only time I see the end of the game is when I lose, because I'm a good boy who doesn't rage quit, but I am forcing people to rage quit quite a lot now. With my, I've got my first couple of moves down to the point where end of turn two, you are finished, son. You have no chance. You have no chance. Kev's got you. We're only two turns in. Ooh, I'm enjoying it. My thing now is I'm trying to get that deck in physical form as well. So I've started hitting up eBay.
Wait, how did you do that?
Buy the individual cards, basically.
No, but so I thought you got the digital cards from the physical cards.
Well, no, the digital cards, when you open a physical pack, it gives you a code to open a digital pack, but it's not the same pack.
It's not the same pack.
It's just a code for a pack.
Oh.
So I end up with different cards online to what I've got in real life.
Oh.
So the cards that I'm playing online are great. And because I'm used to playing with them, I want my offline deck to be the same. Yeah. So when I go and play in real life, I know how to play that deck rather than trying to play it all from scratch with a different deck. So, Anna's been getting frustrated with me this week as tiny envelopes with one or two cards in have been hitting the doormat every day this week, because I'm trying to do a deck for me and a deck for Anna that balances with the one that I like to play, so that when we play each other, I'm not just ruining her, because then she'll get grumpy with me. So I'm trying to get her a super-powered deck as well. But these cards, they can be quite expensive. I don't know if you've heard of this, Pabby. Pokemon cards can get expensive.
Yeah, but you're in trouble this time we go Comic-Con, because last time I went, it was just full of like people grading them and people buying them and all them different stalls with cards on them. This time you're going to be interested in that stuff. You're in trouble this time. I know.
I might just give it a miss and just have the ice cream and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just go for the ice cream, and Popeye's Chicken is open in Westfield. I'll just go for the really important stuff and just try and steer clear of anything that's going to get me in too much trouble. And I'm hoping Anna will still be riding on the giddiness of the fact that we mentioned before that last summer Comic-Con we went to Disneyland like the day after. We've booked a Disneyland trip for like 2 weeks before Comic-Con.
Oh.
So we'll have just got back from Disney when we go to Comic-Con this time. So hopefully Anna will still be feeling Disney happiness and will let me get away with whatever I want at Comic-Con.
No, you won't be paying them extortionate amounts of money. I saw them cards in them things. You are not buying them. If you find them in a pack, that's fine, but you are not buying single cards for that extortionate amount of money. It's just not happening.
She's mean, isn't she, Pat?
How mean?
You could take some to get graded.
Well, see, that is what I'm thinking. I've got a few I'd quite like to
you
get graded.
You can get graded. You're just not buying them ones that are like 400 quid for no reason.
I mean,
there's no reason to have them.
Yeah.
I can take my lovely full art Charizard that ungraded is worth about 100 quid, but if it was a grade 10, it's like 400-500 pounds off a card. So
yeah,
might have to
get that checked out.
Might have to get that graded, and then I can swap it for 500 pound cards. Anna,
no,
see?
You can't. You don't. What do you need a 500 pound card for? Just because it's got boundaries and there's no whitening, the card doesn't do anything better than a card that's got whitening on it, does it? The white spots or whatever it is, or like the machine lines.
The good thing at the moment, and I'm hoping this is why it's still relevant to the podcast and is not just me being a nerd, because I am at the moment I'm still very much a player first, and I get the cards in order to play with them. As long as I don't tip over too far into the collector side of things, trying to keep that side of me at bay at the moment and just focus on the cards that I want to be able to play the game, because the game is fun. As soon as you see me turning up with a pack of 1999 base set that cost 10 grand to buy a single pack, I'm sat here in my office opening three packs of them. Anna, these were 10 grand a pack. Look. That's when I need stopping. I'm relying on you two to stop me. No, you can't leave me. You have to stop me. No, you have to stop me.
See, here's the thing now. Have I got the strength to do this? Because Anna's going to leave me in charge on the Saturday when Nando's staying in the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come back and we've both
keep
got
me under control.
Handfuls of cards each.
Yeah, exactly. Pat's got three booster boxes under his arm. I've got him in. Why have you come back with a wheelbarrow? It's full of cards. We'll have the car with us. I'm just going to take him straight back to the car and just hide him in the little bit under the at the back under the boot. She won't even know.
Right, you keep
where the spare tire is.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't have a spare tire. We've got the quick inflate thing. So where there would be a spare tire is just a gap. Yeah. So I'm just going to fill that with cards.
I'll just keep the keys.
And she'll never know. What keys?
The car keys.
Okay, you can keep the one car key that we own
the
with
keys,
you.
All of them.
Yeah, the one car key, because we only have one car key.
No,
you can keep that one car key. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know where there would be a second one.
I do.
Well, good thing you'll have forgotten by May.
I'll just leave you, Kevin.
No, 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 you have to stop
me. No, I'll just leave you.
No, you have to stop me. Right, Pab, do us an advert.
Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Montgomery County is proud to announce the launch of our new Ride On Trip Planner mobile app. The app allows you to easily plan your next trip, either via bus, rail, bike share, or scooter. You will also be able to tell how crowded a ride on bus is before it arrives. It's simple to use. Once you download the app, just choose your current location and your destination. The app will allow you to pick the most desirable route that best fits you. Learn more at rideonbus.com/trip planner.
Lovely advertisement. And now you people can talk about what you've played this week.
You people.
Do some talking.
You
played some new, haven't you, Anna?
Kind of. I kind of played something new. So the other day I was bored of Horizon. I was just bored of it. I can't bother it anymore. I'm just bored of...
Really?
Yeah, I get like this. I play it for a long time and I'm just like, I can't bother to go over there to fight a machine. Can't bother. So I turned it off and installed the PlayStation 5 version of Cyberpunk just to have a look. I didn't want to play it all the way through because I played it twice. And it looks the same, but there's a bit more life to it. Like, there is cars on the road. There is people walking about. There is a bit more life in there. Now, I know people are mad about it. Like, it's not good. It's got glitches. And they're comparing it to, like, Witcher 3. But the thing was with Witcher 3, most of it was empty. Like, it was an empty place that you would just go to villages and towns and do anything. You would have the occasional, like... thing going on with the monsters, but vast amount of it was quite empty, whereas this place is a city that there's a lot of space that needs to be filled with things, and I just think that having two completely different games and comparing them isn't fair. But yeah, I'd put it in. I think it's frame rate where I could not move. It was like one of the first main missions you do with your friend. No, the second one, sorry. And yeah, I could, like, it was just like one frame every second, and at points they wouldn't even like move. It was very bad. It was like really bad. I was like, what is happening here? Like, the sounds were happening, but the screen was not moving. And then when my characters were moving, it was like super, super slow. Like, you could see like the flash coming out really slowly out of the gun. Yeah, that wasn't fun. But I only saw that once in like the 4 or 5 hours that I played. So that, if though it's not great, I only saw it once.
That sounds like it was some sort of glitch where it was something wasn't right with
it. Yeah, it was like a high it was a high area. It was like a corridor. A bunch of people shooting me. I was shooting them, and it just went nope. And just right down. I even had to pause it. Went for dinner, came back, and it was still hadn't caught up with itself. It didn't break down. The game didn't break down. It caught up with itself and then carried on, and it was fine. But
really, okay.
Yeah, it didn't crash. I was like,
I'd have restarted it. I'd have been like, nope, I don't know what this is, but I'll restart the game just to be sure.
Come on, PlayStation 5, do your thing. But yeah, it got past that, and apart from that, it was fine. It was, things have moved in the game. Like, I knew where there was like a good weapon that's no longer there, and I was like, no. But yeah, it's just a bit more of a polish to the game, and they've moved some bits around, and it's a bit more lived in. So yeah, it's not great, but I played this when it first came, like when the first version came out, like whenever that was, and I played it all the way up to the last mission. Didn't play the last mission because I wanted to go back and play all the other bits, and then I played it again on the PlayStation 5 for trophies, and then I didn't do the last mission. It's like, do the last mission. So my game save is on there from the PlayStation 4 to transfer over to the PS5, so I'll just whack that up, get all the trophies dinging, and then end that game, and then see where it goes if there's DLC for it. But it's like, I like the idea of the game. I like the world. I like the aesthetic. I like all of it. But people just have issues with it. So that was fun. And then yesterday the I don't even know what it's called. Something Valhalla. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, something to do with Asgard. Like, I don't know what it's
something
called.
About Ragnarok, isn't it?
Yeah, let me find what it is, because I don't know. I don't, well, anyway, well, I can't play it yet.
What?
No. So I've put 115 hours into the base game. Yeah, 158 hours total with this game, because I have to backtrack because of some issues I was having, so I had to backtrack like 90 hours. But I looked at my total, and it's 158 hours in this game, and I can't play the new expansion. Now, I could play it if I wanted to, but they'll offer you a boost, which is fine, but the boost has limitations when you come back from that part of the story back into your game. And I was like, I don't want them to give me...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know, it's very weird. Let me
That's a strange one.
Assassins.
I see. So just letting you effectively just jump straight into it, but you can't take that character back into the main world or something. But
yeah, it's really weird, because like it was saying, like, it'll give you two levels. I don't quite understand what it's on about, but basically whatever you... There's some stuff in this game that when you come back and you're not that level, you can't use it.
Right, yeah, so it'd be too high a level for
yeah, exactly. Because like, to go into it, you have to be, I think it's 380 power level. And I was like, I'm not far from that. So I'm playing the game. I'm playing the original game at the moment from to get to 380. I'm on like... 320. I just need 30 more power levels, and then I can go into it. So, like, I'm not mad at it, because the game's had like updates. I've now moved it from graphics to performance mode, and it looks lovely now. But I think what was happening before is we had an old telly, and that telly was like powered through the computer, because it was when I was streaming, and it looked awful. And I was just like, oh, I can't bother to play this game. It doesn't have like the pizzazz that I'm looking for. But now I have a better telly. I have the Ambilight, so that just makes everything better. And I've put it on performance mode. It looks better and it plays better. and I'm enjoying it now. So I've just got to get through a few levels and then I'll go straight into it. Like, I did start it. I started, so you had to go, you obviously download it, like £32. It's quite expensive for an expansion, but I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'll buy it anyway. So that gets loaded up. You also get a full suit of armor that's got like fire and ice on it, which is beautiful. Like, I just like it. Like, she lays down and she's got fire coming out of her eye and arms. It's fascinating. You get, like, you know, like your armor sets, you get that for free. You get a weapon for free. I like the weapon, but the weapon's two-handed and I don't like that. But it's like, it looks really cool. Like, one side is ice, one side is fire. Excellent. So, like, I went to start it because at this point I didn't know you needed to be 380. Went to sit next to a tree in Ravensthorpe, that's where I live. And it started. And now I think that you are a male in the DLC, because when I was going through it, my Eivor was there, which is a female. But they weren't talking to Eivor. They were talking to somebody else. But I looked like Eivor. And I was like, this is very jarring. I don't understand what's happening. So I think I was supposed to be playing a man. But I'm a woman. And it was just... seems odd. It was very weird because they were talking about their kid. So there was you and this other woman. And you were talking about your kid. And I'm like, well, they left it like... To me, a woman and a woman can't have a baby. Like, that doesn't make sense in the Greek times. Huh. So I was just like, okay, I'll just go on. So I'm me, female Eivor, and I've got this woman with me. I had to go and find, is it Boulder? You know, the guy from...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically the parents of him, and I had to go and find him. I found him, and then this... big guy who was like on fire wanted to kill me. Now, I haven't played this game in such a long time. He killed me with one hit because I was just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how the controls work anymore. He killed me one hit. But then I remembered I have heals in this game because in other games, like, I press up and that's a heal in Horizon. Or in, Cyberpunk, I just pressed the shoulder button and that gives me a shot of something. I forgot I had to press sideways for the heal up in Assassin's Creed. I was just like, oh, of course I've got these. But I went in a second time, killed him, and then he threw me against a wall. Then they dragged, they killed the woman I was with. Like, this is literally a 10-minute, like, cutscene. Killed the mother of... What's his name? Boulder. Yeah, killed her. Dragged me outside. Left me on the floor. A bird was eating me and I woke up and I was back in Ravensthorpe. I thought this was, like, a whole game. Then...
Wait a minute. I just realised what that is. Is that like one of the quests where you kind of go on like a vision quest type thing and you're no longer playing yourself? Even though you are yourself, you're technically...
Yeah, it's very weird. God. Yeah.
Because Baldur's a god.
And he was tied up.
Yeah.
So it was very strange. I didn't know why. I don't know what was happening. I was just like, what? But anyway, I woke up, found some mistletoe, because apparently mistletoe is the only thing that can hurt him. In the Ragnarok, mistletoe is his like downfall. So I went to see a woman.
Mistletoe's been many a man's downfall.
Exactly. Went to see the woman. She made this thing on the floor. I went to stand in it. He went, oh, you need to be 350. I was like, okay. I pressed the wrong button. It started. Went no, because apparently it says if you go into this underpowered, you will die.
Yeah.
There's no like cheesing it. You will die. So I was like, fine. So yeah, I'm running around. I'm in Snottingham with an S. Yes, Snottingham. But something I did do, I completely forgot about this. So I got, when I opened it, it's like, oh, there's someone from the Isle of Skye to see you. I was like, all right, I've been there. I know where that is. Went to talk to this woman, went to the Isle of Skye, and who was there? Cassandra was there. I love Cassandra.
Oh, you haven't done that yet. I thought you'd done that yet. Yeah.
Because I did it on Odyssey. I did that bit where they met up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I completely forgot about it. And then Cassandra was there. I love her. She's like the best character I've played in Assassin's Creed. She's so funny. But yeah, I got to play with Cassandra. It was so fun. That was a fun little mission. Like, some people had gone crazy because she had turned up and brought all these Greek people with her, and they weren't supposed to be there at that time because, like, she lives forever for some reason. Something to do with a thing. I don't quite know, but she lives forever now.
But yeah.
So, I need to get 40 levels and then go and play Ragnarok. But really, that looks fun. Like, that looks a lot of fun. But, like, because I have the power, the armor, I have, like, if as long as I'm wearing it all, I have these special powers. So if I block a light attack, the heavens open and loads of, like, ice sticks come down and kill the people around me. And if I block a heavy attack, the floor turns into, like, fire. So it's fun. That's fun to do. Because the first time I was like, why is there ice everywhere? What is happening? And I didn't understand. And I read it. I was like, that sounds like fun. So, yeah, I just need 40 levels and then I can go and do that. But then 2 weeks today, I'll be super happy because I'll be getting my, like, loot thing with Tiny Tina. Like, the launch party is next Friday. So I might give that a look and see if I can get any free stuff. And then Tiny Tina's on. Like, I thought it was the 19th. It's not the 19th, it's the launch party date comes out, the 25th. So as long as game do not mess me about, I will have my new things and find somewhere to put it. Because, like, I can see all my Borderlands stuff. It's ridiculous how much I've got. But that's me, I think. Yes, that's me.
That's you.
Yes.
I mean, I've not done anything other than the same as usual.
You're a disgrace.
You don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah. I've played 30 hours now. I would say 10 of those have been doing farming. The mob farm. Yeah. Easy. I'm level 99 now.
What is the level cap on it?
I don't know. Not know. But I've done... Last week I'd done 0 bosses. This week I have done 2. I've done 2 bosses. I feel like I was not prepared for... I've over-prepared. I got in my head that this is going to be a real difficult thing, and I just pretty much walked in and went, yeah, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're in trouble, mate. The second I started chipping away at him, and I thought, he's in trouble, this lad. And I did that twice. Had a walk around his big castle. Had a walk around, killed everything in sight. Killed the boss. And then I've just been on my merry way again, just pottering about, seeing what's going on. Yeah, got a new staff. I think I already had new armor by last week. But I got a new staff that does a lot more damage now, which is what I've been after. Just slowly progressing. I like just wandering around the world, just seeing what's there. So just pushing my luck a little bit. I get to a certain point with how many runes I have. I'm like, if I have a certain number of runes. And runes are your souls, basically, what you use to level up. But I think it's about 60,000 soul that runes now to level up. It's 70,000. But for me to like, I gave up on 20,000 in the week because I just couldn't do what I wanted to do. I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna do it. I was going into a dungeon with two pumpkin-headed fellas, and you're in this little tiny room, and these guys just wailing on you, swinging around, and you don't have the room. I managed to kill one of them, but I couldn't kill two, and I was like, you know what, I'll let them go. They're going. You can have them runes. 20,000 is still, it's a substantial amount, but
yeah, because when you die, you can collect them, can't you?
Yeah, you can. But yeah, for me to go and collect them, I would have to. It's a boss room, so I'd have to go into the room, get them, and I can't get out. And I've got it. The only way out is to beat them.
Oh, you so can't like, get out.
Well, it's a dungeon like boss, so you can't.
Oh, I thought if you died, they put your souls out just outside the door.
No, no, no. They're in the same room that you died in.
Oh, I see.
So, but the only way for me to want, I can get them easily, but the only way for me to get out of that room again is to beat them. I tried a couple of times, and I'm like, I can't be bothered. I'm not getting angry at this. I can't be bothered. So I just walked away. I was like, I'll let them go. It is what it is. And that's the only area, like, time I've walked away from it, like, not getting my souls and being okay with it. Like, everything else has been pretty much straightforward. I'm just enjoying it. I'm as much as I am playing the game, I'm enjoying just watching the game. Like, I enjoy just, like, going on Discord in an evening and with seeing what my friends are doing on it, and literally just what they stream their game to Discord, and I just watch for like an hour or so, and we'll just see what's going on, see what they're doing, and seeing what builds they've got, because they've got nothing like my build.
Yeah, because everyone's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got I've got like the cheese build of just mage and magic. They're all using like swords and what have you, so they're playing like it's like a different game. I'm like, I'm saying like, I just walked in, stood like about 10 feet away from this guy and just zapped me wand around at him for 5 minutes. And the friends have got to get up into them, like getting like start hacking and slashing at their ankles and stuff. And I was like, I didn't do any of that.
That's what I don't want to do. Like, the game looks great. I just don't want to be all in their business. I want to do it ranged, but
it's perfectly viable way of doing it. And there was like an article, I think it was on Eurogamer or somewhere like that. I saw on Twitter, that's what we're saying there's no cheese in this game. There's no cheese in this game. It's all fair. It's all fair play in this game, because this game will do just as much to you with the way that bosses behave, the way that the world they can clip through stuff sometimes, so you can think you're hidden behind stuff, and then you suddenly bloody clipped and kills you from it. It's just like, no, don't think you're cheating the game or cheating the game. Like, no, if it lets you do it, because it doesn't play fair a lot of the time anyway. So do it. So it's just like I say, it's pretty much the only thing I've been doing. But I have been ill as well, so I've not played as much. Even of that, I've not played as much as I'd have liked. I think that is. I think that is everything. I'm racking my brain to see if anything else has come up, but no, I don't think it has. I think it's literally been Elden Ring.
For goodness sake, don't make me explain Twitter again this week. My word.
People love that.
Twitter.
Oh, well, I mean, I also didn't realise that, yeah, people did love that, but then you've also got to put into the fact that there's potentially ads in there, and then there's also a nice 35-second jingle at the start. So,
amazing. So what you're telling me is we are basically done already, and last week I overshot. Is that what you're telling me?
We did more than an hour, yeah. But I mean,
oh, Pabby, you should have edited it. I wanted it to end dead on 60 minutes.
People
love it. Perfect.
That's what you got to explain Instagram.
People are mental, aren't they? I'm not explaining Instagram. We're not even on Instagram. If you open us a podcast Instagram and get us to 1,000 followers, I'll spend half an hour explaining Instagram. But for now, you can only find us on Twitter at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening, folks.
You two are genuinely thrown off with that sheepdog, aren't you? It's brilliant.
Goodbye.